Greetings, dear listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you from Manna in the Morning with another lesson from God's Holy Word. Reading this morning in John chapter 13, the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, will begin at verse 24. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it would be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I've dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the cup, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. What a horrible account this is, dear friends, of the betrayer setting in motion his treachery toward the Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting that the disciples didn't know outright who the traitor was. Judas had them all fooled, and many today may fool us, may be able to sing the songs like they're a real believer, speak the verses like they're a real believer, but in heart they've never been changed by the Lord Jesus. They've never come to him and repented and believed on the Lord Jesus unto salvation. The gospel's nothing to play with, dear friends, and God can look on your heart. Don't try and deceive him. Well, the Lord Jesus wasn't deceived, and he said that he would reveal the traitor. But it's interesting in the way in which he did reveal the betrayer. He did it in a way that would make the betrayer know that the jig was up, so to speak, that he knew who the betrayer was, and yet he would do it in a way that would shield the betrayer from all kinds of shame and attack from his fellow disciples. The Lord Jesus said, It's the one that I'm going to give the sop to. Now, in that day and culture, when you had an honored friend for dinner, you might set aside some choice morsels of food and put that on a little piece of bread and dip it in some gravy or sauce that they had there at the banqueting table. And you would offer it to your friend as a gesture of loyalty and friendship, saying, in other words, by giving them the sop or the morsel, that you loved them, that they were your friend, and that you were offering them undying friendship. This is how the Lord Jesus chose to expose Judas. And yet, isn't God just like that? You know, the Lord gives us so many good things. In him we live and move and have our being, says Acts 17. He gives us life and breath. Each heartbeat is a gift from him. He gives us the sunshine and water to drink and air to breathe. He gives us food to eat. He puts us in families. He gives us friends. He gives us our minds and all the talents and abilities we have. And human beings so often take those things, and yet they go on to betray the Lord Jesus. Willing to take the good things from the Lord Jesus, willing to eat his morsels, if you will, but unwilling to have him as their Lord and Savior. They go and sell the Lord Jesus for the pleasures of this world, for things that cannot last, for things that will quickly pass away. Also, by exposing the betrayer in this way, it would be one more way that the disciples could look back and say, you know, the Lord Jesus knew who the betrayer was. Look, he identified him by giving him the sop. If he had flat out said, this is Judas Iscariot, he's the traitor, the disciples might have gotten enraged with him and said all kinds of nasty things about him, and perhaps even beaten him up or tried to stop him. But the Lord Jesus exposed him in a quiet way. And in this way of exposure, it was as if the Lord Jesus was saying to Judas, Judas, I know what you're about to do, but I love you. I'm willing to save you even now. If you'll repent and turn from your sins and believe on me, I'll save you. Sadly, he didn't do that. He went out, and even then, his fellow disciples didn't know why he was leaving. They thought there must be an innocent excuse for it. But the scripture says very clearly, after receiving the sop, he immediately went out, and it was night. And as one as well said, that was a night for Judas that would never know a dawning.